From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. plans to keep additional troops in Afghanistan. The Obama administration is abandoning plans to cut the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan to 5,500 by year's end. Although no final decision has been made, officials say most of the nearly 10,000 U.S. troops currently in Afghanistan are expected to stay well into next year. The top United Nations envoy in Afghanistan says recent reports indicate the Islamic State group has established a foothold in that country. But Nicholas Haysom told the UN Security Council Monday the Islamic State has not stuck what he called firm roots in Afghanistan yet. A United Nations panel investigating Eritrea says it has found human rights violations and an absence of the rule of law in that country. Mike Smith, the chairman of the UN Commission of Inquiry, addressed the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva on Monday. He painted a bleak picture of life in Eritrea.
Most Eritreans have no hope for their future. National service, whether in a military unit or in a civil assignment, is the only thing that from the age of 17 they can expect to spend their life doing.
Mike Smith, the chairman of the UN Commission of Inquiry. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared in public on Monday following days of rumors about his health. Mr. Putin appeared before reporters with Kyrgyz President Almazbek Atambayev at St. Petersburg Constantine Palace before the two leaders held talks. Before the Russian president's appearance on Monday, Mr. Putin had not been seen in public since March 5th. For more on these stories, take a look at our website, voanews.com. I'm Dave DeForest. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry began a new round of talks with his Iranian counterpart Monday in the Swiss city of Lausanne as an end-of-March deadline loomed to reach an agreement on curbing Iran's nuclear program. Lisa Bryant has more.
Reports suggest that after months of talks, Western powers in Iran are getting closer to reaching a framework agreement on Tehran's nuclear program. Negotiators have set a March 31st deadline. That's a date Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif are working against after beginning discussions in Lausanne, Switzerland. In Brussels on Monday, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said key differences remain.
We're closer than we were, but we've still got a long way to go.
The overall goal is for an agreement to constrain Iran's nuclear program for a decade and gradually ease international sanctions against Tehran. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The European Union reiterated Monday that it does not recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea last year and expressed concern about the human rights situation on the Crimean Peninsula. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini Monday called the annexation a violation of international law and said the EU is concerned about the military buildup in the region. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he is waiting action from Washington to match recent statements by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Kerry said Sunday the U.S. is interested in negotiating with the Syrian government. He said the United States would ultimately have to reach an agreement with Mr. Assad, but
la transition politique doivent à la fois préserver les institutions du régime, pas M. Bachar el-Assad, mais les institutions du régime.
French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius today said there is, in fact, no place for Assad at the negotiating table. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it has returned more than 60 Iraqi cultural artifacts to that country's government. That follows an investigation into antiquities smuggled into the U.S. A statement from the department was released Monday. Nigeria's military says it has recaptured the key town of Bama in the country's northeast. There is no independent verification of that report. Islamic militants from the group Boko Haram have controlled the town since September. An American healthcare worker being treated for Ebola deteriorated into critical condition on Monday. The patient was flown home from West Africa and arrived at the National Institute of Health in Maryland on Friday. That was the sound as hundreds of Christian Pakistanis rallied in Lahore. It's a second day of protests against the suicide bombings of two churches in the city. Those blasts left 15 people dead, 70 were wounded. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.